irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, May 7th, and we're here yet once again, guestless, and not for lack of guests. We were supposed to have guests, and then we rescheduled, and then the other one didn't come in, and we're left with nothing. So, there's another show for you of
us bullshitting.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much it. If you wanted to to summarize how it works here, but
who cares?
What can I tell you, man? You know, it's like, because I thought, you know, I was so tired this morning. I thought if we didn't have a guest, I'd just call off the show for today, you know?
Oh, shit.
But I'm glad I didn't, because I always regret it if I do.
I was tired,
so that's
too,
why
yeah.
I rarely do it, you know?
Yeah.
But what I don't understand is I went to sleep at midnight. I decided I'm going to start going to sleep earlier, you know, so instead of 2 or 3.
Right, which makes sense.
Midnight, right? Yeah. So that's 8 hours, 7.5, 8 hours.
And you're still tired.
Still fucking tired.
Yep, I tell you that.
Yeah.
I go to bed at 10.
The night before I slept about 10 hours and then I felt okay. You know?
Yeah.
So maybe I need 10 hours. I'll go to sleep at 10 every night and that's it, you know?
That's when I go to bed and I still wake up tired.
Yeah. But I'm I work at night. I get out of here at 9, you know? So,
yeah. But then you would think you would be so tired you could just like crash out.
Right. But I like to relax and not by sleeping.
Right.
By doing other things. So there you are. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's going on with you? Everything okay? What's going on with your nails? There?
I'm picking off the gel.
Oh, you're picking off the gel. That's disgusting, kind of. Where does it go?
It goes in my lap and then in the trash.
Okay, hopefully. Thank you very much for being considerate.
People no, it's literally fucking, on my lap.
People will fucking do all kinds of shit in the studio here, and then the floor is full of shit. I don't want any Dale stuff on the floor. Thank you for being considerate.
You are so welcome. Anything I can do.
Yeah, that's good.
To help your day be better, for sure. No, I'm good. I worked last night, so I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, that's pretty much it. That's all that's going on. I'm never seeing that guy ever again.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What happened there?
He hit me up with the letdown.
Really?
Like a nice letdown, but a letdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, I'm a little shocked, honestly.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, you saw he hasn't really contacted you, you know?
Yeah. But I thought we'd fuck a lot.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I guess sometimes when you, like, have sex with the same person over and over again, it gets complicated. So, I mean, he did it in a nice way, so I'm not really pissed about it.
I'm just like,
it is what it is.
Exactly. I mean, you really initiated it, you know.
Yeah, the whole thing was me.
Right. He kind of went along with it and finally decided that's it.
Yeah. He said that, I'm going out of town for a few weeks, lies. And also, I met someone. I don't know where it's going, but I wanted to be honest with you.
Right.
I'm like, I'm sure you did.
Usual bullshit.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
What the fuck, guys? Think it still works? All these lies.
Just be honest. But listen, I'm not looking for anything serious.
Right.
Like maybe occasionally we'll have sex.
Yeah.
That's it. But why come up with the lie? First of all,
because they try to let you down easy.
But it's like I would rather you be honest because I'm not going to give a shit either way. Like I'm not emotionally attached to you yet.
Exactly.
We haven't gone on any dates. I don't know your favorite color. Like,
but that's the thing is that they're not doing it for you. They're doing it because they have no balls to actually come out and say,
hey, listen, I had fun. It was really nice sleeping with you.
Right.
Maybe we'll sleep together again in the future on a cold, rainy night, but just not on a regular basis.
Right.
Just say, is it really that hard? It feels so good to be honest.
Right.
Just be honest.
That's true, but people can't deal with it.
Yeah.
They don't know how to deal with honesty in this town, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's such a bullshitter.
Yes. And I just, I responded and I said, listen, we're both grown adults, right? Like, we can be honest with each other. We vibed out. And he said, hold on. And I quote.
That's funny, man.
He said, I had a blast with you, and yes, we vibe, but I need to be 100% honest with you and anybody I'm with. Don't ever want to be sneaking around. I go, I never asked you if you had a girl when I was over. I probably should have, so that's on me. But we're both adults. I know you didn't meet someone last night. I was just with you a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So you said no a few days ago. I go, LOL. Also, you don't need to tell me you're going out of town for a few weeks. Just say I don't want to see you. It's pretty simple. Like, I'm a grown girl. I can handle it.
Yeah. So you wrote him that?
Yeah.
Really? Good.
So then I ended it on a positive note, and I said, just want you to know I had zero expectations when meeting you. Did I think we were going to fuck again? Absolutely. Facts. I did.
Yeah.
Hence why I made a joke about coming over this week. Zero regrets over here, and it was a pleasure meeting you. I wish you luck in your new relationship, and hopefully we could always be cool.
Yeah, new relationship, my ass. Yeah. He's probably doing the same thing to other women.
Probably, like, copied and pasted the same message to whoever he, like, has a one-night stand with.
Right.
I mean, he probably does have, like, a go-to, though.
Right.
Like, a main chick, you know?
Either that or, you know, I mean, it's just like... You said he's kind of famous or something, so yeah. So you would figure he attracts some women.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying he's probably had multiple one-night stands.
Right.
So he probably uses this excuse on all of them. Right. Unless it's true. Unless it's real. I just don't believe it.
Yeah.
And none of my guy friends believe it either.
If it was real, why was he fucking you, though?
A couple days ago. Well, he said he just met her a couple days ago.
Yeah, well, it's all convenient, right? Convenient.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know. I mean, yeah, if he'd said he knew her before you, it'd be like he's cheating on her or something.
Yeah, and he probably doesn't want to look like that.
Right.
Plus, I told him my dad was a serial cheater. He probably doesn't want to look like my dad.
Nobody wants to admit to themselves that they're a piece of shit.
Man. Yeah, well, one of my guy friends was like, he was basically giving you an option. I go, what do you mean giving me an option? He goes, if you read what he said, he's basically saying, listen, I got somebody, but if you're, like, down to, like, you know, fuck sometimes. Is that the vibe you got?
No.
That's not the vibe I got either.
No. He just pretty much...
said I'm never seeing you again in a nice way.
Yeah, let's call it like it is, right?
Yeah.
You see, I like you're honest with yourself.
Yeah, like, I'm not because of... bullshit. Because it's just not, like... I'm not emotionally invested in it, so I don't care.
Right,
it's not like I'm going to cry myself to sleep because this dude doesn't want to see me again.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
My sister thinks it's because I used a condom during sex.
You think so? You didn't want it?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Let him fucking take the risk. Why do you need to?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
I mean, he's super hot. I definitely thought I was going to have sex with him again. That's right. Unfortunate. And but I probably still will, honestly.
Yeah. But you see, you definitely don't want to do unprotected shit because these guys fuck anybody,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, look how easy it was for me to just go over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right?
Literally, like, what's up?
Hey, if a chick initiates it, who's going to say no? You
yeah.
know? That's what I'm saying. You mm-hmm. know, it's different. It's really different. But it's nice because at least in the area of romance, you have the choice. You're in control because,
right.
you know, you can say no to a guy that comes over
right.
or that hits on you or something, and then you can actually make the move,
right?
You know, and, right. and you know it's going to happen.
Right. And I knew, and it's not like I went over there without the intention of having sex. I went there because I wanted to have sex
right.
with him. So
right.
it's like I kind of knew the risk I was taking. Like, this could literally be my first one-night stand. Do right. I regret it? No.
Yeah.
It was great. I needed that. Good. I deserved it.
Give me a dick once in a yeah. few weeks.
Well, I just was, he wrote back this morning. He's like, good morning. I appreciate that message. Hold on. He said, oh, it's cleaning. Hold on. Give it a second. But he basically said, I appreciate that message. As I said before, I really did have a great time with you and we can definitely stay cool.
Right.
And I said to him, I said, listen, if I'm going to be honest with you, like, I thought for sure you were going to be my new friends with benefits.
Right.
So I'm a little disappointed because like now I've had sex. Now all I want to do is have sex and right. I can't even be like, hey, can we fuck tonight? And he didn't come.
Yeah,
that bothers me.
Why?
I don't know. It bothers
me. It sometimes
me.
Happens. I mean, to me it happens a lot, but that's because of medication.
Yeah.
You know, so you never know. It could be a million reasons.
Yeah, I know, but it bothered me. And I just told him that. I go, honestly, you should have told...
They get bothered because I would be bothered if a woman doesn't come.
Yeah, I mean, and I told him when I was at his house, yeah, you can fuck a woman for 5 hours straight. If you don't come, it's still, at the end, we're going to be like,
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. See, I have a hard time psychologically also, you know.
Right.
I got to know the woman very well before I can come on her, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel very vulnerable, you know.
I think you might be the only guy that feels vulnerable really? In that moment. Yeah.
Really?
I think most guys,
maybe.
most guys don't give a shit, right?
I know, but it's like, you know, you're dropping something.
Right.
At a woman, you know? It's sort of like, I don't know.
Like, almost like disrespectful, you think? Not really.
No, but it's like, not disrespectful, but I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I just said, I'm keeping it real. You should have at least fucked me one more time before you gave me the I have a girlfriend speech.
Right.
I go, you didn't even let me make you come. At least at least give me the satisfaction of you coming before you cut me off. I literally just said that.
Right, but maybe you couldn't control it, you know?
I know, but I needed to say what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm not going to end it. I said, we should have ended it on a one last fuck, and then you could have told me.
Exactly, and if he's got the reason, like medication or something, then come clean, you know?
I mean, no, and I don't even know if it's that. Maybe he did. Maybe he really does have a girl, and he felt guilty.
I don't think that's the case. Yeah.
What's
inside you?
Let's be fucking serious.
Exactly, you know?
Oh, man.
I don't know. I remember when I was young, I used to be able to go for hours, too. I mean, now I can't, too. But what I'm saying is, at the end, I could come. You know, it was sort of like under control.
Right.
You know, but, yeah, but.
I have a feeling.
People have problems. You never know what kind of problem. Maybe it doesn't come with anybody, you know?
And I don't care what you do with anybody. I'm letting you know, sir, that you need to come for me. And then we can stop talking.
Oh, God.
I'm a very blunt individual.
It's frustrating, huh, when you work on them and they don't come.
Yeah. No, not only that. We had sex for like a pretty long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 40 minutes at least. And his dick, it's not like his dick went limp.
Right,
it was still rock hard. And he's like, I have to stop.
Really?
I'm like, okay, the fuck?
The fuck indeed.
Oh, man. I'm like laughing about it.
Good.
The only reason I was sad last night is because I was like so in my head that I'm going to get sex on a regular basis now.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I've got a friends with benefits.
You can, but with someone else, obviously.
No,
you know?
I always wait like. A little bit of time before I jumped to the new partner. Like, this was just 4 months.
You will find somebody who's
fun and will want to have fun on a regular basis.
Besides, you're not jumping from one to another. I mean, you only were with him once.
Yeah, once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can find somebody.
Yeah, but I need like a little, like, I need like a window now.
Really?
Yeah. For me, it's like, okay, I had dick, I'm good for a while.
But it was once.
Yeah, still.
Just once. Oh, man. I wish I had those kind of fucking problems.
Do you think I'll ever see him again, or you think he's done?
Nah, you probably won't.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
I've never had that happen to me before.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it just sounds like, look, if you appreciate someone, you don't let it go. You know, if you let it go, you probably don't intend to come back to it. That's what I think, you know?
Yeah. Casey downstairs believes that he's not ready to have anything serious, and this is his go-to excuse, like a copied and paste.
He
just copies and pastes it to everyone.
Yeah, well, obviously, he's not ready for anything.
No.
Yeah. So why do you want that? I don't know.
But I told you, after I had sex with him, I never saw... I even told Gabby, I had sex with him, and it's not like how I felt with the guy in Chicago. Like, I saw maybe this could go somewhere. You know, with him, I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be someone I'm going to be fucking on a regular basis.
Right.
Not someone I'm going to be at restaurants with or movies with. Like, I didn't see that.
Right.
Like, we had a great time. Awesome conversation. But you could have awesome conversation right before you have sex with me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Like, so that's what I just said to him. I'm a little disappointed because I thought you were going to be my new friends with benefits.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking too much into it. I'm not.
Yeah.
But whatever.
That's true. Yeah. Well, maybe he didn't get the message, you know?
Maybe he thought I wanted a relationship.
Maybe.
I guess I could come off. Some guys have told me I come off that way.
And maybe he just doesn't want to commit to anybody for even sex.
For sex, yeah. Maybe he just wants to be like doing his own thing with no obligations. Which, when you have a friends with benefits, there is no obligation. You don't have to fuck me.
I'll ask
you to fuck if you can't. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
It's sort of like
going bowling together or something.
Yeah.
You know? You only have one activity that you like to do with that friend.
Yeah. It's just like, if you can't do it that night, all right, cool. Do it another night. Like, it's not that big of a deal. I think people take shit way too serious.
Yeah.
Like, Gabby, I called Gabby and I told her, last night, and she's been dating a guy who's in the industry, and she told the guy that she was dating, and he was like, number one, everything he just told you is a complete utter lie. He doesn't have a girl.
Yeah.
He's not going away.
Right.
He literally just couldn't tell you in a nice way, like, right. I'm not looking for anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we concluded that at the beginning
and
of the
show. And he said maybe he thought the sex was trash. Maybe he didn't like having sex with me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like at least guys, like, try to fuck me more than months. You know?
Oh, man. Don't try to read too much into it. It could be that he's just fucked up, period.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then everything you're thinking is not true because he's screwed up somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and...
I feel like everyone is kind of screwed up at some point.
No, everybody is. That's what life's about.
Right.
Even the happiest people you see or the most successful people have been through shit.
Right. Right.
Look like it's like Charlize Theron, you know. I guess it's pretty known that she's witnessed a murder in her house. I think either her father or her mother were...
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think her father killed her mother or something.
Oh, my God.
And shit like that. So imagine dealing with something like that
right.
since you're a kid.
Right.
And yet she looks together.
Right.
So that's why I brought her up because that's one example. But if you ask anybody, they have some stories.
Right.
Of how, you know, of trials and tribulations during life. We're not supposed to get through it easily.
Right.
It doesn't happen that way. There's too many shit. Too much shit happening.
Yeah.
Too many things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you never know where you're going to get fucked up from, you know?
Right.
Yeah. They're talking about Bumble now, like blurring images that are lewd, like...
Well, first of all...
I never thought... Yeah,
there shouldn't be lewd images on Bumble.
I know, but they're saying people send them like messages.
Oh,
like in the messages. So what they're doing now is they're blurring the picture to give you the option not to look at it. You know,
like people are sending dick pics.
Yeah, and that's what I can't believe.
Yeah,
you do this on Bumble and you hope right. to get a woman.
Right.
I mean, this is a woman-centered or woman-focused app.
Right. Right.
They made it for women.
Right.
You know? And here you are, you know, trying... I mean, what's the chances? And this is after she already picked you. So how is she supposed to feel?
Yeah.
You know, when you send the dick pics and she was hoping for...
Everyone on Bumble is a creep. I never had one good conversation and I realized this app is not for me.
Really?
Yeah, and even... Because women have to write the men first on there.
Right.
So, like, okay, I'll find someone that's semi-decent. I'll just say, hi, just looking for new friends in L.A., straight off the bat, like, I'm not looking to date, like, and I was looking for friends. I had the female and the guy version, so it says friends with Bumble, like, I'm not on the
date. yeah Bumble has a section now for friends,
yeah, so I wasn't on the dating side,
right?
And as soon as the conversation started, it's like men just went straight for your body,
right?
You know, your ass, block, delete, report, right. Like, I'm right. Like, I'm done with this, like,
yeah, you know, I realized I don't even tell them they're beautiful in the first in the first message, because it's like, that's probably what everybody tells them,
right.
You know? And it tells more like, it's like you're admitting you're going based on the picture and you don't know shit about
right.
it, you know? So I always write something like, you seem interesting, you seem amazing, you seem awesome,
right?
You know, and then take it from there. But to be involved right away with the physique of the person, with the physical appearance, I think turns women off.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
They don't want to be viewed as objects.
No,
you know?
No. I mean, and it all depends, like, not on a dating app.
Right, right.
That's maybe in, like, if you, like, met someone in person, like, at a bar, and you realize, okay, well, this is never going anywhere, but I want to hook up with him. He can view you as his sex object because that's what you agreed upon.
Right.
But not like when you're on a dating app trying to find love. Like, fuck you, dude.
Exactly.
Send your dick to somebody else.
Yeah.
And how big of a creep do you have to be to send your dick?
Yeah.
On an app.
Right. And let's say that even if you're on a regular dating app, let's say,
yeah.
where you don't sign up with Facebook or something,
right.
then people can't really track you down. They may not know who you are.
Right.
But on Facebook, when you sign up with Facebook, it's fucking, people can find out anything about you, you know?
Right.
And they know who you are, so why are you even bothering, you know?
Right.
You know what I would do? If I was a woman, somebody sent me a dick pic, I would post it and say, here's Mr. X's dick.
I'd probably do the same thing. I've probably done it before.
Yeah.
Honestly, sounds like something I've done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If he wants to show his dick, let's show it.
Right.
Let's show it so everybody can right. enjoy it. Yeah. But they do have like hookup apps. They're talking about three of them that Apple and Google removed from their app stores because it allows people to connect with children. You know, they're saying they found kids as young as 12 or 13 using the app, you know. So what happens is if you search by age,
right,
it's going to show you who's around and everything. So you got to be careful with these.
Right.
It's those are, let's see, they're in Ukraine or something. They're a Ukraine-based company. The dating apps are called Meet 24, Fast Meet, and
right.
Meet for You. And wow, man. So, but, you know, so they're saying it's open to sexual predators and shit. And so they took this off. I mean, to me, if it wasn't with the children thing, I'd check it out because sounds pretty good, like a hookup to me, hookup app to me, you know, because you might as well. I mean, think about it. If you could have an app where, I don't know, somehow you can let people know you just want them to fuck.
Right.
You know, without being like threatened or by psychos and shit like that, you
mm-hmm.
know. It would be cool, you know. You could just do that and fuck and, you know. That's pretty much what you did with this guy.
Mm.
Right?
I don't know what I did with this guy. It's not like me. Like, that's why I'm like, I've been like.
I know. That's why
I was upset. I was pissed last night because I was like, really, dude?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, am I really reading this message right now? Like, come on now.
Yeah.
I think a lot of men don't understand that women are horny individuals.
Right.
I don't think they understand
no.
that at some point we probably no. want to fuck more than you do.
Right.
So I don't know if it's the fact that I sent him the link for the wine opener and he responded, I already got it from when you come over.
Right.
Like, and at that point he was probably like, oh wait, she probably thinks this is going to be like a weekly thing or whatever. No, I'm coming over this week because I'm horny and I want to fuck you.
Right.
I don't give a shit about the wine opener. That's just me letting you know I'm coming over to fuck in a classy girl way. But most men can't handle the fact that women are like, intuitive, like into what they need sexually,
right,
and they
right.
can voice, this is what I need.
Right, right. No, I mean, that's cool. You see, I think that's cool because when I grew up as girls don't want sex.
Right, right.
They don't like sex.
And that's so, sometimes we don't.
Yeah, and plus when you're younger, it seems, you know, that's how they raise you, you know, like to
right.
to not look at girls sexually and stuff. And so I always felt it was like, hey, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you grow older, you realize, you know, women do want their own satisfaction
right.
and stuff. But it's still, you may want to fuck more than we do. But as far as the sex drive, I mean, you know, the whole fucking porn industry is driven by men's desires.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. But it's also women's, too.
Right.
Like, it's pretty equal. Like, girls have fantasies, too. It's not
no,
just
they
men.
Have the fantasies, but they don't watch the porn as much, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
yeah,
110%
because,
true.
Because they look for something else. They look more for the story.
Right.
That's why 50 Shades made it pretty, you know.
Yeah.
It was very successful because...
Right.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean... I don't think there's a lot of women. I mean, and don't get me wrong. There's probably women that do what I do.
Yeah.
And they're whores. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'll come over and I'll fuck you tonight.
Right.
And guys are like, all right, bet. No man is going to, especially if she's half decent looking, is going to say no to free sex.
Right.
But this is what my sister's guy said that's in the industry. He probably looked at my page, watched my videos, expected me to be like just this slut that comes over and sucks his dick.
Right.
I came over. I'm completely different.
Uh-huh.
I'm cool as fuck. And he's like, shit, man. I can't just like ghost this really cool chick. I gotta like let her down like in a nice way.
But why would he let you down?
Because he probably thinks, and the same thing happened to Gabby in the beginning when she started having sex with this dude, he would avoid her like the plague because he liked to be around her too much.
Oh.
And now it's just like, now she's flying.
Well, that's a fucking game then.
Yeah, because guys cannot handle emotion. Hello,
yeah.
You can't. Nobody can. It's like almost like girls can have sex without feelings more than guys can have sex without feeling.
Yeah.
They just won't say it out loud.
No, that's true. That's why they say women use sex to get love and guys use love to get sex.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Everyone's giving the other what they want so they can actually get what they want.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes, I guess. What can I tell you?
I didn't want love.
All I can do is sit on the sidelines and watch this and shake my head and go, fuck, man, I'd like to be part of that team. It's just not happening, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe
I mean,
because I'm just not attracted to women my age, you know?
I just, for me, it's like, what's the point of just having sex with someone one time?
Yeah. What's the point?
Yeah.
Gee, I mean, it can be anything. It's like doing anything one time with somebody. What? You know, I mean, what's the big deal?
Well, it just doesn't make sense to me.
No, but let's say you go on a trip and you meet this hot guy.
Yeah.
In
I'm
Europe,
not having sex with him, no.
Europe or something, some Italian, hot Italian guy. No. You'll have sex with him and that'll be the only time, you know? No. And then you'll put it in your diary, in your journal or something.
I probably wouldn't have sex with him.
No?
No. Really? Not on vacation.
Really?
No. Oh, I wouldn't do that. I honestly, I wouldn't even normally do what I just did.
Yeah,
I've done it twice now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've done
well,
it
maybe
twice.
That's why you're scaring the guys off.
Why?
Because they don't want, you know, more than just the sex and stuff, you know.
I don't either.
No. But the one you went to, you're talking about two guys.
Oh, yeah. The one in Chicago, we never had a relationship talk. Right. He had the relationship talk with me. I never even once brought it up. I don't know you well enough to even comprehend if you're someone I want to be with.
Right.
Like, do I like the way he treated me? Yeah, he's a gentleman. Yeah. That doesn't mean I want to be with you, dude.
Right.
And I tried to explain that. Like, his friend came over and he's like, don't fall in love with me. Don't fall in love with me. I go, you keep saying the same shit over and over again. Ain't nobody talking about it but you. And I feel like don't guys put up these walls way before women can even be like, I like him.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, we're not even at that level yet. Like for John, it took me like 4 or 5 times to hang out with him before I was like, oh, I like him.
Yeah.
First couple of times I was like looking at him like, I don't like this about him. I don't like that. Like, I dissect people, and not in a good way.
And you stayed around still.
Mm-hmm.
See, if these things bothered me, I would have ghosted the fucker.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of things that bother me that I would hope that they would overlook and give me a shot. So I was just trying to do what I would hope someone would do for me.
Right.
And then it ended up being a waste of time. But yeah, it takes me a while for me to be like, I'm into this.
Yeah.
So it's like, to get these messages, I'm like, dude.
Dude.
Come on. Let's just have sex and not have this conversation. Like, honestly, he could have literally fucked me for the next 3 months and never told me he had a girlfriend. Because it's not even, I didn't even ask him when I was at your house because I don't give a fuck.
Right. But he thinks you do.
I don't.
Right. But he doesn't know that. He thinks that's going to keep you away. So there you go, you know.
Oh, so you think it's an excuse to keep me away?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Don't you think so? I thought that was like understood from the beginning.
No.
Then why would he say that?
I don't know. Because the more I think about it, I think I'm agreeing with my homeboy that I think he was trying to see if I was down to fuck while he had a girl. I think he's had one. That's what I got from it.
It could have been that too, you know, because you approached him, right?
Yes,
so
straight
it's
up.
Not like, yeah, so it's not like it was a convenient time.
It's not like we met at a party and it was like,
but he wasn't necessarily between relationships either. I mean, he came out of nowhere to something that's very possibly have been a relationship.
That's what I'm saying. Right, yes. Right. I feel like, so he explained it like
that's true. That's
my friend explained it that he's probably had someone and she's going to be around because he's used to her. And he basically gave you an option. Hey, listen, I'm being honest with you. I don't want to sneak around you. I have someone.
But why would he say that before? Why wouldn't he say that before?
He claims he just met her a couple days ago. But the truth is he didn't.
Right.
The truth is I've had somebody.
So he's just a fucking cheater then. That's what you're saying. Mm. Okay.
That's what I'm getting from it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an excuse because most men just ghost.
Yeah.
Most men just don't say shit. They disappear.
Right.
Or they just don't reach out to a chick, hope that she doesn't reach out either, and it deads. He went out of his way to say this to me.
Yeah.
Which means like, hey, listen, and the whole thing, I want to be honest with you and anyone I'm with. Mm. I don't want to be sneaking around. So are you trying to say you want to be with both of us? I'm confused.
Right.
Because like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
Like if you said that to a woman, what would you mean?
If I said that to a woman?
Like, I want to be 100% honest with you and anyone I'm with. I don't want to be sneaking around.
Right. Sneaking around? Well, I wouldn't even... Yeah, I mean, I would say that in the beginning, though. I wouldn't fuck anybody if I was in a relationship, period.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's the point. You know, that you don't cheat, you know? I mean, if you're going to do that, then you come up with a million fucking lies. Mm-hmm. And you live a lie, you know?
I mean, the thing is, and I told him, I go, I don't care. You should have fucked me one last time.
Right.
And then gave me that bullshit excuse of why you're not going to be in the picture. And right. I would have been like, all right, bye.
Yeah.
But you didn't even come. And I told him when I left the house, I'm not satisfied. Yeah. Sex was good, but I'm not satisfied.
Okay, so maybe that pressured him a lot and he doesn't want to deal with that anymore.
Then you can't handle a real bitch.
Well, okay. But it doesn't mean that he was in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? You see, so it could be a million fucking
reasons. Yeah, it's like, in my homeboy and was like, don't even wrap your head around exactly. it because you're never going to know.
Exactly. So just fuck it, man. Move on.
Everyone believes that it'll be, he'll hit me up again for sure.
All I can say is this. Anybody who would tell this to would tell you, listen, you're in the category that would get sex the most easily.
Right.
You know, in other words, for you, it takes no effort to have sex if you want to.
Right.
And so that's why people would go, well, how come you can't find someone that you actually enjoy sexually?
Yeah, and have it work. Like, why can't we just have sex with each other? Why does it have to be complicated straight from the beginning?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want bullshit. You don't want bullshit.
So do
what
you
is
let
the
them
issue?
Know that in the beginning?
We did not have this conversation.
Okay, so you see, that's the thing. Maybe you should, and then they know, oh, fuck, I just get to fuck her and no commitment or anything. They'll go for it, and they'll probably enjoy it, too.
Yeah, no.
No, you got to tell
them
in advance.
Conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, and especially if you had a talk before that, you know,
yeah,
you got to take it to sex eventually.
We talked about everything except for that.
Yeah.
But he was asking about my previous relationships and the type of dudes I've dated. I even told him about the guy in Chicago.
Too much talking. You know, you guys, I think that's what happened. You talk too much to the guy, right?
Well, we talked for like 4 hours before we had sex.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not just going to walk into your house and fuck you. I don't
no,
even know if
true.
I like you.
But what I'm saying is maybe you have the conversation and then fuck him the next time or something, you know?
Because I haven't been touched in 4 months. Again, fuck that night.
Right. But I think if you get into like a conversation that's not sexual, then just fucking is not, I don't know, I wouldn't be in the mood, you know? It's got to start as a romantic evening, you know what I'm
no,
saying?
No, but I wasn't going there for romance.
No,
like,
I know.
I just didn't even, that's not even the
but
vibe
guys,
I was going
but
for.
But you guys had like totally platonic discussions.
Yeah, like friends, like we were friends.
Right.
That's why I was like, this dude is about to be my friends with benefits. Like,
exactly.
If he told me about some girl he was fucking, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Right.
Can we go fuck now?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
Right.
Just fuck me the way you fucked me the first time I saw you, and then I'll see you the next time around.
Right.
Like, and if you just met someone in the beginning, you're still fucking around on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, dudes fuck around for like the first 6 months, and then they're like, okay, I really love her now. I'm going to commit. You're not going to commit to someone after 3 days. I'm sorry. It's just facts.
Yeah. I think it all has to do with the supply and demand. I really do. I feel that if the guys can fuck a lot of women, then they will.
Yeah.
You know.
110%.
And today, from what you tell me, everybody's fucking. So the point is that.
But I feel like guys can fuck anyone they want, but it's not always a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we fucked and we had a good time. That's something you should probably want on a regular basis.
Yeah.
That's not something you find every day. It's just not. Most girls will come over and not even like have a personality to get through the conversation where she just immediately starts sucking your dick because she has nothing to say.
Right.
Like, why would you want...
And that would be good, too. I mean...
Oh, my God.
If you just wanted the sex, I mean...
Oh, that's
I
probably...
wish I had that. I never fucking had that. No, when I was younger, I did, you know?
Oh.
Like, sex and, you know, on a whim, you know? It's just like you meet somebody, 2 hours later, you guys are fucking, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess when I was younger, in my 20s, it happened.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not losing sleep.
Yeah.
I just wanted a male's opinion on what you would think he meant by it. Yeah.
But like, you see, there's a million opinions.
There's a million reasons. And we're never going to know.
Yeah.
We're never going to know. I personally feel I'll fuck him again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like in a couple of weeks when he gets back to town, quote unquote, he'll like send a text like, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Because I ended on a good note because I don't have any problem with you.
Yeah.
It's so true. If you go into a situation with zero expectations,
right,
you could literally never be disappointed.
Really?
I expected nothing from him.
Right. Good.
I don't expect.
But he probably didn't know. that you expected nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so he was sort of keeping distance.
Yeah.
You know?
He probably thinks this chick gets every guy that she wants, probably gets into relationships with them, and I don't want that. Yeah. Well, I don't want to be in a relationship with you
either. Exactly. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Actually, have your dick fuck my vagina. Call me when you're ready.
Yeah.
If I don't meet someone in the meantime.
Exactly. You know, if he wanted to hold on to it, he would. But yeah. I don't think he does.
So. No.
Fuck it, you know?
Yep.
What can I tell you, man? I mean, yeah, from what you tell me, guys are shit, you know?
Yeah.
They don't know what the fuck they want.
No one knows what they want.
No.
No one knows what they want. Nobody at all knows what they want. I don't even know what I want. Right. It's not just men. It's women, too.
Right.
Like, we convince ourselves that we love whoever it is that we're dealing with. And in the grand, the bigger picture, it's like, you don't even like the dude.
Yeah.
You're just, I don't want to be by myself. Because no one wants to be by themselves. A lot of men fuck a lot of women because they can't be by themselves.
Right.
They need, for their ego, they need to fuck a lot. And if they're not fucking a lot, they ain't shit.
Right.
And then when someone real comes along and like makes them feel anything more than just our dick getting hard, they can't handle it.
Yeah.
Oh, bye. Bye. I don't know you.
No, I know a lot of guys like that.
Yeah.
You know? They constantly have to have a woman, you know?
Yeah.
And
then the one,
they never settle down.
Mm-mm, no. I would say three of my closest guy friends all fuck a lot. And they've all met one chick in the midst of fucking a lot where they were like, whoa, I really like her. But they'd still fuck around on her back, go months without talking to her, then go back to fucking her, and then get freaked out about their feelings. Like, I'm literally, like, they would call me and freak out about how they're feeling about her. I'm like, why don't you just be with her?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, if you keep going back to her to fuck her, and then after you fuck her, you're, like, convinced you're in love with her, and then no other chick that you fuck makes you feel that way, it means something.
Yeah, that's true. Think about that.
Because you can fuck and you can come. That doesn't mean you feel anything.
Yeah.
Guys can come. Women can come, too, and not give a shit about you.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with it. And the thing is, I think people don't know how to separate sex from love. You know, sex can be just fun. It can be part of love.
Yeah.
Right. But
but
people can just play. It's like adults playing.
Yeah.
You know, in the sandbox or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And sometimes you like the guy in the plaid shirt on the first day in the sandbox, and then you're like, I hate this motherfucker, and then you move on to the next guy in the sandbox until you find your perfect match.
Yeah.
But everyone is so confused about their own emotions and what they're looking for that they can't even, they don't even want to have a relationship longer than 4 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, bye. And it's not just him. It's not just the guy I fucked.
Yeah.
So many girls that I talk to at work are dealing with the same exact thing. They'll meet this guy. They'll have this amazing time. They could tell the guy's into them. Some of them will fuck. Some of them won't. And the guy will just like freak out. Like, I can't do this. I can't do this.
So you know what I think you should do? I mean, this kind of reminds me that you mentioned this, but you should probably find an older man, like in his early 40s.
This guy is in his 40s and he's still playing games.
Are you serious?
He's almost 50.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Fuck, I thought he was like in his 30s.
No, dude, he's almost 47.
Wow, then he's fucked up, man.
He's 47 telling me he's going out of town for a couple of weeks and he just met someone. No, you didn't, dude. What are we, 12? You're older than me. Let's act like it.
Yeah.
Let's be real with each other. You don't want to fuck me right now because it's too many days in a row.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, I'll hit you up the next time I want to fuck. Okay, bet. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
That's all you got to say when we are this old and this grown.
Right.
No, he's not young.
Yeah.
He's older.
I don't know where you find these fucking guys. I don't know what.
And then look at my dad.
Yeah.
My dad's about to be 58. Yeah. Fucking around and not being able to like handle the woman he's fucking.
Yeah.
I'm like, nothing ever changes. It just never changes.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter the age.
No, well, that I think that it does. If a person matures, it depends on their character too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how you treat other people. But I think that when you get older, you kind of like get a little more experience. You don't treat people like shit. But you,
I don't think I got treated like shit.
No, but you become less selfish, I think.
Yeah.
You know? I really do.
Yeah. I mean, but I don't think I got treated like shit. I just feel like as a woman, I would have rather him not have said anything.
Yeah.
I don't need you to tell me that you met someone. It's literally none of my business.
Right.
I don't know why you're telling me that.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, why are you telling me that? I wrote him, I go, if you think you met someone that could be the one for you, that's none of my fucking business.
Right.
My business is, did you come? You didn't. I still want to make you come. So when you want to let me do that, hit me up. That's straight up what I said.
Okay.
If all I right. can't be more blunt than that.
You can't be more blunt no. than that. That's pretty much
like, I don't care who you're. Do you think that I came into your life and you didn't have a roster of bitches before me? You probably had a bitch right before I came over.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid. I'm about to be 31 years old.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Shit.
It's just so, it's frustrating to me now that I'm at the age where I'm like, I feel like a grown ass woman. It shouldn't be this complicated to just have sex.
Right.
Like, it's insane that it's this complicated. Just to fuck.
Because people are complicated, you know? I mean, sex is not something that you just do, like I said, like go bowling or something.
Yeah,
you
know? I know. Well, but it's like, if
it
you
can. It involves things.
Yeah, but then why do it?
Because it involves things, I think. People like the fact that, you know, it involves a lot of different feelings, sensations, emotions. I don't know. People like it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just for the orgasm, obviously. You know, there's it's something that's like kind of hidden, you
right,
know,
right,
forbidden
right.
in a way, you know, where people don't talk about it.
Right, stuff, you know? Right. I don't know. I'm just upset that I'm not going to be having sex this week. I was like counting down. I'm like, oh, what is going to be Wednesday, Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you want me to find to think of the last time I fucking had sex? My God, man, I'm even embarrassed admitting. But nothing connects for me. I mean, I don't know. I've got like fucking apps up the ass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not connecting with anybody. And like I said, when I went up north, fucking 2 hours and I connected with someone already on the app.
Right,
and I could have pursue this if I'd stayed there. But the question is, why is fucking life like that, you know? Why does it have to be so difficult? I want.
Thank you. That is what we've been talking about all morning.
No, I know.
It's just games, 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 and more games. It's like a fucking game of chess.
No, but I'm not talking about games. I'm talking like the bigger picture, you know, how life makes
but,
all the
but
plans.
No,
but
no, but, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But,
you know.
So you're saying like a, you're saying that in the bigger picture that whoever you're supposed to meet is there, you just haven't met them yet?
No, what I'm saying is that there's a fucking 4 million people here. How come I'm not connecting with anybody?
Same. I can say the same
there,
thing.
Up there a few thousand people and I connected right away, you know? So what is
but
it?
Did you ever meet in person? No, right?
Well, I could have, but I'm the one that sort of like canceled.
Yeah,
it.
So you connected online, but you don't know if you connected with them in person. That's well, a big that's a big would, thing. You could connect with anyone online, and then no, when you meet them, you're like, whoa.
But it's not even happening here. That's what I'm saying. No fucking matches. So I tried Hinge, and actually there was a couple things there. Let me see where we stand, because I wrote to all of them, all right?
Okay.
To all of them back or whatever. Let's see how many of them actually answered. Probably none, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, none of them answered. Fuck them. Fuck them. See what I'm saying? So why am I wasting my time, man? I don't know.
Did they read it? Does it show if it's been seen?
I don't know if it does or not. I'm sure they did.
Mm.
But you know,
I mean, I don't check my Hinge, so maybe not.
Yeah, but Hinge is not really a connection. I don't know what you call it. You know, you just like somebody's thing,
right?
You know? And they say you invited them for a conversation or something,
right?
So I don't know what the hell's going on there, but. I think the answer is to go out. To go out more and meet people out.
Right.
Because that's where you meet them all. You know? People are drunk. They're there to socialize. You know, it's not like you go to the supermarket and try to pick up a woman. I mean, she's not there for that.
Right.
But when you go to a bar or something, that's why they're there. So that's what I need to do. I need to find some partiers.
Yeah.
Friends that like to go out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll do that. I'm definitely not going by myself, though.
Yeah, no,
to
not,
these places.
Yeah, no, I think you should definitely at least have one partner in crime.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
you.
Yeah. No.
So that way, if you need like a scapegoat to get the fuck out of there, right. Like you have somebody, you know?
Right, but then you need someone who's single, you know, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
But not necessarily. You can go with a married friend. He doesn't have to pick up anybody, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow. Anyway, in other topics.
Honestly, these are good topics to talk about because the people listening probably are all having the same problem.
No, that's true.
They're probably all
for
stressed
some people,
about
it's like, wow, I'm hearing about coming so early in the morning, man.
Which and they probably already got dick down, so fuck you guys. That's why they don't want to talk about it because they're getting dick on a regular basis. Well, we're not part of that party, all right?
Exactly. We're single and miserable.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's funny. I mean, when I'm in a relationship, I want to be single. When I'm single, I want to be in a relationship.
When I'm in a relationship, I'm in that relationship. I never want to be single.
Really?
I can't even. I'm like, and then I'm like, when that relationship ends, I'm like, fuck, I got to start this whole motherfucker over.
Because I wonder what I'm missing out on, you know? But that's a shitty
thing. You're not missing. You're not missing out on anything.
Right.
Like, this is what's so crazy to me is dudes are like, ugh, I don't want to keep fucking this bitch because there's so much pussy out there. What? Like, my sister just has been dating this guy and he, like, went to Miami and he, like, told her that he fucked mad bitches in Miami. Because they're open with each other. Like, they're not together, but they've been fucking. I fucked mad bitches in Miami and my dick got limp with all of them.
Really?
Yeah. Because eventually, like, the fucking is just, ugh.
Yeah.
You know? Until you meet somebody and you're like, already think about, I want to fuck her raw. If I get a baby, fuck it. I don't care. Yeah.
And then you get naked and you lose your erection.
What do you mean?
You said he couldn't get it up 4 times, right?
Who?
This guy. What did he say?
He fucked mad bitches in Miami and couldn't get it up for the bitches in Miami.
Couldn't get it up.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. He wasn't hard.
Yeah. No.
Okay. So yeah. He had no erection.
Limp dick.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like you can get horny, and
you can think you want someone.
And yeah. And then in the moment, oh, is that all there is to it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's true, right?
Exactly.
I think that's why people like sex, you know, because it's like mysterious like that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to explore the inner workings of another person.
Right. Exactly. That's yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'm really sad I'm not going to be having sex this week. Yeah. I was really looking forward to it.
Sex is kind of weird, though. You know, when you look at it.
No, I mean, when you think about it, the whole concept makes no sense.
Right.
How does, like, his penis animals make you feel good? Right. It's weird.
And yeah, get inside of your body. You know? Yeah. And then when you watch animals, they look so pathetic.
Yeah. It's really, I hate watching animals fuck. It's like I don't like it at all.
Right?
I don't like it. It freaks me out. I'm like, ew.
That's what I'm
saying. I don't care about two rhinos getting it on, like, right, or lions or bears. Yeah. Don't care.
But when we're horny, we don't care. You know,
yeah,
like, when you're in porn, it's like, wow, I like this shit.
Right,
know?
Right.
But when you're not involved in it and you think about it, you go, wow, this is pretty weird.
Yeah.
Weird thing to do.
Yeah, you know? and then when the sex is good and you're like feeling every second of it, it's just like, what is happening?
Right.
How do you do this to me? You know? Really makes no sense.
Right. That's reproduction for you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Mm.
And that's why we're like that. That's why we love sex so much.
Right.
Because I guess nature's main concern is that we recreate.
Right.
And reproduce, mm-hmm, you know? So give it to us, and now we go crazy with all this fucking libido, you know? All this fucking sex drive that we don't know what to do with. I just wanted to bring this up because this is like, would you cross the Atlantic Ocean in a giant barrel?
No.
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
Well, this guy did. I mean, they call it a barrel, but it's pretty big, and it looks like a little submarine inside, right? But it floats. It's kind of like, I don't know how to describe it to you, maybe the size of an SUV, maybe. Okay?
No.
Something like that. A fucking barrel. He left, where did he leave? He crossed the Atlantic and arrived at the Caribbean, so he set off from the Canary Islands off the coast of Africa in December and headed west in the capsule he built. And he was there. I mean, this is like, there's no navigation. I mean, he just lets the currents take him. How does he know he's going to end up anywhere?
And how does he not, like, it taste, like, if there's a storm or something, how does he?
Well, it's like the whole thing is, like, contained, you know? It's like, it's a metallic vessel.
I feel like people just do shit to be, like, on the news for one day.
Well,
like, what is the point? What is the point of his journey?
I don't know, but he's going to do it again, he says. He's 71 years old.
Oh, he's bored. That's what it is. He's like, oh.
Traveling 2 miles an hour with no engine and relying entirely on the ocean current to guide his journey. How did he end up anywhere is a question. God, I have.
He should keep his ass wherever he got to.
Right?
Like,
I mean, how the fuck? You would think you'd end up somewhere in the middle of the ocean and die.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Fuck. I mean, even with navigation and an engine, I wouldn't be able to reach my destination, you know, and yet he can do that. But I think he had like all kind of equipment and shit, maybe. Who knows? But that's interesting to me. I want to bring this up real quick. Mm-hmm. I guess these corrections officers, female ones, illegally strip searched women at the jail when they came to visit. So these are visitors, right? They're strip searching them, touching their boobs and their vaginas.
That's crazy.
It is. And then they make them sign a fucking thing that says, like a document or something, you know?
Like an NDA?
Like that says that, you know, it's like they made them sign like false documents or something, you know? I don't know exactly what it meant, but apparently people did that. You know, you go to jail, people tell you, you don't know what to expect there, you know?
Right.
And the female jailers tell you, or the officers tell you, strip. I guess you do.
Right.
You know?
Right. Nope.
Fuck.
Why are you touching my titty?
Right. I mean, so these what are like four women that are all fucking lesbians. I mean, what the fuck?
And they're all going to get in trouble and fired and six sued women. For sexual misconduct, so their lives are over.
Yeah.
Losers.
Yeah. I don't know, but fucking losers. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, we hope you had enough sex today, or at least enough sex talk, because we beat that topic to death today. But thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have cool guests. I think there's going to be 3 or 4 people here tomorrow. Oh. So that should be cool. Thank you for listening as always. Danny, have a good one.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.